You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Mitt Romney decided after one term in the Senate, he was done. Got elected, and after 6 years, washed his hands of the whole deal. He's like, I'm not running for another one, which is not just rare here in Utah, very rare in the United States to have a one-term senator. So that open seat has now opened things up for a lot of different candidates. This Saturday will be the Republican convention. And joining us right now is Senate candidate Brad Wilson, former Speaker of the Utah House.
It's so great to be with you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Okay, there's so much I want to talk to you. I'm going to try to narrow it down because over the years, we've had so many great conversations. And now that you've moved on, you've stepped down as Speaker of the House, you've been a very successful businessman, but now you're tackling what is largely the most unpopular job in America, which is U.S. politician.
Yeah.
You didn't learn your lesson on the Hill?
You know, what I learned up there, honestly, is that if you lean into the big issues, you talked about this in your last segment, actually. If our politicians lean into the big issues, they actually can proactively make a really big difference in the world and in our state and in our country. And for some reason, that's in short supply in Washington. And I want to go back there and fight for Utah, fight for our values, and try to maybe set an example of how to fix some of the mess that's in D.C.
There is this strange thing going on right now in Utah, and not just Utah politics, but politics in general. There's such an animosity or anger or frustration with politicians for any number of reasons. We've almost done an about face, a U-turn, and we start looking at somebody that isn't a politician. We start valuing, you know, we look at Donald Trump. He was a businessman. He's not part of the swamp. He's this or that. And we say, that's the man I want leading us, while too easily dismissing the fact that he had no experience, doesn't have a track record, he doesn't necessarily know how to legislate or how to get things moved politically. Why aren't we valuing experience and track records in politics?
Well, I think we should. I mean, if you look at, for example, my situation here, as Speaker of the House here, I was able to bring, I think, some major conservative wins for the state of Utah, whether it was the biggest tax cuts in the history of the state, whether it was protecting women's sports, whether it was constitutional carry, whether it was putting in place the strongest pro-life laws in America. I mean, these are all conservative wins that a lot of conservatives would love. And I'm going to be the same conservative Brad Wilson in D.C. that I was in Utah. But there is this sentiment, and I think it's interesting, if you're going to go get a root canal, you don't want to go get a root canal from someone that's never done the work before. And
this is my first one.
Yeah.
And just grab the drill.
And we know that Washington needs a lot of root canals, right? And sending someone back there that's actually been in the fire, is tested and trusted to do the work, is, in my opinion, what this is all about. And the other thing that you brought up is there's this animosity, and I think it's well-founded animosity about the swamp, about Washington, D.C. insiders. And it's interesting. I mean, if you look at even this Senate race, there's a number of candidates that have had millions of dollars of Washington, D.C. super PAC money put into their campaigns, whereas 90% of my money's come from Utahns. This is a Utah-based campaign. And do we want to have candidates that are propped up by the swamp and Washington, D.C. elected to represent Utah in the Senate? I don't think so.
We're speaking with Senate candidate Brad Wilson. You know him as the former House Speaker here at the state legislature. And as we look at your candidacy, I've asked this of every candidate so far, and I say nothing matters. Like, you can win an election, you can win a seat, you can be as conservative as you want, but nothing gets done if you can't work with the other side. It doesn't matter how much you want or how conservative the legislation you write is, if you can't get the other side on board, then none of it matters. Mm-hmm. Then it's just posturing. Is there something that you see, some area where you think you can bring a common sense approach to Democrats and get them on board? Is there anything out there that you think, yes, this is the policy I think we can actually get movement on?
Yeah, it's such a good question. And I actually think you have to even step back one step further. And as a Republican, I've got to be able to go back to Washington and work well with the other Republicans, because Republicans need to work better together. And then, of course, work with your colleagues across the aisle. As Speaker of the House here in the state of Utah, I had a challenge. I had 61 Republican members of my caucus. To get them to all work on the same issues and get in alignment was not easy. But I got elected twice unanimously as Speaker of the House here. Never happened in the history of the state before. And that just shows that even though people didn't agree with me on every issue, they trusted me to be straight with them.
When you say they trusted you, how do you earn that trust, or how do you gain it without alienating? Because especially in leadership positions, every time you make a decision, somebody's going to be angry about it. How do you maintain that kind of trust?
Yeah, there's no rocket science to it. There's a lot of things, though. You don't negotiate in the media. You negotiate directly. You never weaponize people's values against them. You try to understand where people are coming from. And then you work one lawmaker at a time. Here's the deal. Being a lawmaker, there's two things you do. You vote yes, you vote no. The vote no, really important. It's a big part of the job. It's not, though, as hard as the yes vote. The yes vote is when you're trying to get something accomplished, it's lawmaking by addition. You have to bring people with you one at a time to get the big problems of our country solved. And that is a skill set that I have that I think is an advantage if we send me back to Washington.
We just saw that the House, the Senate, they finally came to an agreement as far as foreign aid spending, Ukraine, Taiwan, Israel. There was a similar bill out there that actually would provide that kind of funding, foreign aid funding, war fighting funding, as well as securing the southern border. Mm-hmm. But the House of Representatives rejected the Senate bill. It seems like they ended up in the same place, but had given away any southern border security. What are Republicans doing? Because it seems like the result was the same. You still passed the foreign aid funding, but all you did is you neutered any kind of help for the southern border.
It demonstrates how our priorities are backwards in Washington, D.C. I mean, we've got to take care of our own border. We've got to take care of things at home before we're able to be strong enough and able to help others. And it's fundamentally just a principle that exists in life, it should exist in our government as well. And the border is a big issue. It needs to be closed. We know that we've had 10-plus million people here come here illegally, and it's creating a real burden on the United States. And our members of Congress have got to see that. They've got to put partisanship aside and get this issue resolved.
Are you ready for Saturday?
I'm ready. We're excited.
It's going to be exciting. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. You've always been so accessible. I appreciate that. And answering all our questions here on the Dave and Dujanovic Show. Even when they're not always so fun, I appreciate your candor.
Hard questions are good.
They are good.
Yeah.
Brad Wilson, thank you for joining us.
Thanks,
candidate for U.S. Senate, and the former Speaker of the House here in Utah.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.